News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
A leading addiction expert has said that parents should not let teenagers drink in the home or buy them alcohol, as it can lead to heavier drinking later in adult life. Introducing a teenager to alcohol at home is an approach many parents use to encourage what they believe is a healthy attitude to drink. But the argument is that does it produce drinking in moderation, or does it encourage the teenager to drink more? Joining us to debate this is Victoria White, columnist with the Irish Examiner, and broadcaster Claire Ronan. Claire, I might start with you first. What's your view on what's the best way to go with? We're talking about under 18s, but teenagers, 16, 17 year olds.
Well, my big concern would always be of banning drink from the home or not allowing them drink at home is that the teenagers are drinking. And what they're doing before they go to the discos is they're downing naggins of vodkas out the back door of the rugby club or on the bus on the way or whatever. There's massive amount of evidence to prove it. So in my situation, I think that if you introduce some alcohol in the home, you're taking the mystery out of it, and also you're able to supervise them. Now, I'm not talking about binge drinking at home, but certainly when they were having what they call pre-drinks, which is a very regular occurrence, I would allow them to have that in the home. At least I was able to keep an eye on them. And before they left the house, I could see what sort of condition they were in and could see that they were actually quite well behaved and leave them off.
Okay, Victoria, taking the mystery out of it, keeping an eye on them.
Yeah, I mean, I understand the psychology behind that, but the research doesn't back it up. The research does say that the earlier they start to drink, the more likely it is that they'll develop problem drinking in future years. And I actually have an 18 years rule, which I know will probably, not work in every case. However, if you set the bar at a certain point, they will come back from the bar, but they won't come as far back as they would if you'd allowed it earlier.
Okay, what do you make of that, Claire?
I don't disagree with you. I think that's a lovely plan. And I would love to have the luxury of an 18-year rule, but we live in the country and all our children travelled to Dublin to go to university. And my big issue would be then they are unsupervised, then you are not with them. And I don't want, or I didn't want, a situation, because all my children are over 18 now, where they went off to college and spent the first 3 months drinking excessively. At least I had seen them be introduced to it here. We'd spoken to them about the dangers of it, and it is a very dangerous situation to leave a teenager out with drink on board. And the fact of the matter is, I don't like it any more than any other mother that's out there listening, but they are drinking, and it is the culture. And it's very unfortunate, but that's the situation we're in.
Victoria?
The culture is appalling, and I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, it is... The culture is shocking. And I think that the reason there is that we give children no other signal to say, I am an adult. I mean, we deprive them of nearly every sort of vestige of independence. A lot of them are not economically independent until they're in their early 20s. They don't, they don't have the space of their own, for instance, to have a sexual relationship without the guardianship in some way of a parent in the home. They don't have, in the Maasai Mara, they'd be sending you off with a spear or whatever. So instead, the only freedom they have in some way is this get drunk bit. And what we're talking about is a very small thing by comparison with all of this. However, I have to say that the research is against the view that you take the mystery out of it, that you get them the sips of wine like they do in France, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm. Yeah, Claire, what about that? Claire, what about that? Because there was research from Australia last year that actually found, it was fairly extensive research. It found that people, kids who were allowed drink in the home before they were 18, were twice as likely to become heavy drinkers in later life.
Yes, I have read the research and worried about it as Victoria said. But if I've also read a lot of Staunton Peel's studies, and he's an American psychologist, he says that you take the mystery out of it if you introduce it at home. He talks a lot about addiction.
Or do you send a signal to them that it's okay to drink before you're 18?
Shane, the real worry is they're going to do it.
And, that's I think everyone accepts. Everyone accepts that if you have the 18 rule, it doesn't mean they're not going to drink. But I suppose the argument would be: Are you giving them the green light to do it?
You're giving them the green light to do it, but you're happy or not happy or unhappy in the knowledge that at least they know that you know, and they wouldn't be afraid to call you if they're in a situation where they've had too much to drink. Please come and get me now. And I also feel, as I said earlier, it takes the mystery out of it, because the first year they're in college, they're out, you know, once, twice a week, and they're drinking. And if they're introduced to that at 18 years of age, they don't know how to handle it. Now, personally, I don't think they know how to handle it either way.
Okay, you know? Victoria?
No, they don't. And they are, I mean, introduced sadly. There's no introduction needed, frankly. You know, I mean, like, they're all in it. I mean, one of mine came home at 7 o'clock this morning. I mean, like, so, like, sorry. I mean, the party culture is extraordinary. It's extraordinary in this country. But, I mean, like, we can't turn our back to actual research, which plainly, I mean, we have to be the protector and say, this is actually not, you know, this is not good for you, and you are too young because your brain is forming, and you don't have the maturity to handle this. So in some ways, you have to be the person who actually enacts that rule.
Okay, we'll have to leave it there. Victoria White, columnist with the Irish Examiner, and broadcaster Claire Ronan, thanks indeed for joining us. Let us know your views on this. Where do you stand? A hard and fast 18 rule, or are you willing to slightly bend the rules? As Claire was saying, taking the mystery out of it. Let us know your views. 52106 at a cost of 30 cents. Back in a moment on News Talk Breakfast with Kieran Cuddihy and Shane Coleman.